This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dennis Rooker is a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and he joins me on the program. Dennis, you really put in the hours yesterday, I'll tell you that much.
It was a long day, yeah.
You started at, what, 9, and you finished about midnight?
That's right, yeah. It was, and I didn't get to sleep until about 1:30 last night.
Yeah. So what was the message you heard last night, Dennis?
Well, we had an auditorium that was completely packed. In fact, when the hearing started, there were people. Every seat was taken, and it was there were people lined up along the walls. And I would say that the vast majority of speakers, 90% or more of the speakers, basically said that the budget being proposed was woefully underfunded. Basic services in the county, including schools, libraries, social services, and other services. For example, the CIP in the proposed budget has been cut 97%, the capital improvement plan, over the next 5 years, basically meaning there will be no investment at all in capital items in the county over the next 5 years, other than maintaining what's there.
Which means no new school infrastructure, no new firehouses, no new sidewalks, nothing like that.
That's right. Of course, the state has already pretty much completely eliminated the transportation program over the next 6 years. So what we're seeing is a contraction of services like we haven't seen probably in the last 50 years. And you know, it was interesting because we had speakers of all kinds. We had UVA professors. We had a recruiter at UVA. We had educators, children, parents, business people. And, you know, here's one of the comments was from a person who said that they were a high-tech business owner in the county. They employed 10 people. They said they needed well-educated technology and math-savvy employees to grow their business. Cutting back on education funding is a mistake that will make Albemarle County a less desirable place to locate a business and a less desirable place to raise a family. We had numerous comments like that from business people.
We're talking with Dennis Rooker of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. He was there last night for what amounted to about a six-hour meeting, six-hour public hearing on the budget deficits and the vast majority, as you say, Dennis. I watched about 3 hours worth online up until the last speaker. And the vast majority, I mean, almost every single person that came to the microphone said, please figure out a way to make up these deficits. And some people were so bold as to say, you know, I want you to raise my taxes. I want to pay extra to ensure that these schools are well-funded.
That's definitely what they were saying. And we actually had people that came in and brought checks and gave checks to the county last night, which was interesting.
Yeah.
It was a massive turnout.
Have you ever seen anything like that in Albemarle County? Have you ever seen a public hearing like that?
No, I've been to public hearings that lasted as long as that one, but certainly not with the number of people that turned out. Actually, as I was coming into the parking lot last night for the meeting, there were people that turned around and left because they couldn't find a parking place anywhere around.
Yeah, that's really something. So now let me ask you this, because there are some people listening, and there's some people that weren't well represented last night at that public hearing who believe very strongly that they don't want any taxes raised, and that they believe that if we want to better fund the schools, then we need to move money out of the central office, the administrative salaries and whatnot, and move it into the classroom. Give us your perspective on that argument.
Well, first let me say that the school board by law sets their budget. They determine how to use their funds, but I have looked at their budget pretty well. And you know, for example, the argument that they're top heavy. Well, they had an outside firm come in and do an efficiency study a year and a half ago, and they implemented all the recommendations in that efficiency study, which resulted in saving about $400,000 a year. And they actually at that time reduced the number of administrative positions. But the state, the governor has said he would like localities to get to the point where they spend at least 65% of their funds on instruction and 35% on administration and other matters. In Admiral County, they already spend 75% on instruction, and what they spend on transportation, which is a significant part of their budget, doesn't count toward that 75%. So certainly statistically, that claim, you know, there's always a claim of don't look at me, don't look at you, look at the guy that's not in the room to find the savings. Sure, we as government needs to always try to be more efficient. We always need to try to find savings. In the general government part of the county, we plan on having 14% less employees than we had 2 years ago. We've substantially reduced our budget last year by $30 million. It's going to be reduced by another $8 or $10 million this year. We've moved people as we've cut back on our work staff. We have cross-trained people so they can do multiple jobs so that if somebody leaves, we can move somebody that's an existing employee into a new position. We are continually trying to find ways to operate more efficiently. Our website, we've shifted a huge amount of business to the website. We've been selected as one of the top counties in the country in terms of digital technology over the last 7 years. We've actually adopted new systems over the last 4 or 5 years that have resulted in more than $5 million of recurring annual savings. So people are right. Government should look to be efficient. And certainly our tax rate, which is one of the lowest in the state, the effective tax rate's about 53 cents. I don't think there's any other county that provides the kind of services that Admiral County provides that operates on that kind of effective tax rate. So I think our folks do a pretty good job. Really very proud of the job they do.
We're talking with Dennis Rooker. He's a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Dennis, give us your take now on the news that WINA broke yesterday morning, I believe, that the library board was told that you can't legally close the Scottsville Library, which, of course, made all sorts of headlines, riled everybody up down in Scottsville, and they came to the public hearing, and yet we're told publicly by the county that that's not even a legal possibility.
Well, our attorney reads the agreement between the library and the jurisdictions that make up the regional library. To not allow the library to unilaterally decide to close a library branch if funds are being provided for that branch upon which it could be operated. And in this case, the county is not suggesting that it's going to cut out the funding for Scottsville or Crozet. What the county suggested is that, given the current financial times, we need to cut back the contributions we're making this year to agencies by 5%. And the library has basically said, well, we're going to allocate all of that cutback to this to Scottsville if it's 5%, and we're going to shut Scottsville down
instead of spreading the 5% cuts around to each place.
Right, and we don't think that's appropriate. We're continuing to meet with the library people. I want to say that the library here does a terrific job. If you look, again, at statistics, what you have to look at when you're trying to judge how somebody operates, they operate, they have one of the lower per capita allocations to budget for operating of any place in the country, their size. And I think they do a terrific job on a pretty lean budget. For a library of its size, yeah, with as many branches as it has, but we're in a mode where we need to try to find savings where we can, and we've asked agencies to try to cut back by 5%.
Yeah, I'm just a taxpayer, but it seems to me reasonable to ask the library board for each of its locations to make do on 95% of their existing budget instead of 100%. It just seems like a reasonable request when everybody's being asked to cut back.
The argument on their side is that other jurisdictions, Greene County, Charlottesville, et cetera, have not cut back on their allocations. And their argument is it's not fair to those locations who are funding the library's request 100% to have to live with reduced services because Albemarle County is cutting back somewhat on its allocation. So I don't want to present this as from a practical standpoint as completely one-sided. We do think that the position, the legal position of the county is pretty good.
Yeah. Dennis, what's your what's the latest observations you have regarding Rob Bell's proposal and the revenue sharing agreement and moving money from Charlottesville schools into Albemarle County schools? And along the same lines, the proposed local summit between representatives of the city and the county that David Toscano has orchestrated.
Well, I think the Bell bill is going to the budget reconciliation meeting, and it's not, there is not a comparable Senate bill. The House passed his bill, and the issue will be whether or not when they work out the details of the budget that remains in it or not. At this point, I don't have an extraordinary read on what that committee, which meets privately, and there's a lot of horse trading that goes on in those meetings, I understand. I have no idea whether or not the final agreement of that committee will be to leave that in or to take it out. So I think both jurisdictions are in a position of simply sitting and waiting at this point. We have in the interim agreed to have a meeting with the city in April to start talking about additional ways we can cooperate. I think I was on your show last week, and we talked a little about all the areas where the city and county presently cooperate. The study, the efficiency study we had stated that the city and county cooperate in more ways than any other two jurisdictions in Virginia. And obviously, to the extent we can either create better services or more efficiencies in government, we need to look for every area where we can cooperate that's possible.
Yeah, and this is certainly a good time to be looking into that. So remind us, before we let you go, Dennis, remind us of the schedule here with the county budget. You begin now your work sessions, is that right?
That's correct. We have a work session on Monday at 9 o'clock, and we have another one on Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and we go on from there until we come to an agreement on the at least have four votes for a proposed budget and tax rates to take to public hearing. The public hearing last night was on the county executive's proposed budget. We now create the board's budget, which will include some of the things, probably most of the things in the county executive's budget, but we'll have some differences. And then that is taken to public hearing. And that public hearing will be on March 31st. In the county office building at 6 p.m.
Wednesday night, March 31st, 6 p.m., the next big public hearing regarding the county budget. And all these work sessions are public meetings as well.
They are.
Dennis,
we welcome anyone who would like to attend.
Dennis Rooker, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Dennis, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Coy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.